This is the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. It's Tuesday evening, March 24th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Daniel Meters. Berger, the real estate agent who actually wrote the book, Daniel Meters. Berger, owner of REMAX Prestige Properties, has released a book titled Adventures of a Real Estate Broker and Other Stories. The 14-chapter collection features true stories from Berger's career selling homes in New York and Connecticut. Available in print and digital on Amazon, the book captures the unpredictable and human side of real estate, showcasing Berger's unique experiences. Berger also hosts a podcast of the same name on various platforms.
Bobby Matthews has seen three market cycles. Here's what he's watching right now. Bobby Matthews, broker associate at RE/Max Foxfire in Ocala, highlights the unique market dynamics of Central Florida. With a focus on genuine equilibrium and sustained fundamentals, Matthews emphasizes the importance of pricing, positioning, and strategic marketing in today's balanced market. Tracking indicators like inventory levels, days on market, buyer confidence, and migration data, he anticipates growth in multifamily housing and the 55-plus community segment, driven by employment opportunities and medical infrastructure expansion.
In Michigan's Ann Arbor suburbs, Pillar Properties, Inc. is capitalizing on spillover demand, creating a smart real estate play. As University of Michigan students opt for Ypsilanti and renters move to Saline, Chelsea, and Dexter, prices in these areas are surpassing Ann Arbor. Larry Gotcher of Resource Realty Group advises investors to look at Washtenaw County for strong school districts and stability. Pillar Properties is also targeting Detroit and Northern Michigan for larger deals amid interest rate concerns.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, launches self-service mortgage platform to offer greater flexibility and control to borrowers. Beeline Holdings has launched a self-service mortgage experience, SSME, to provide borrowers with greater flexibility and accuracy. Control. This new automated lending pathway allows borrowers to explore customized loan options, model mortgage scenarios, and lock interest rates entirely online. The SSME feature reflects a growing demand for self-directed financial services among millennials and Gen Z, offering a 24/7 digital mortgage pathway with faster loan closings.
The benefits of building and pest inspections for buyers. Prior to making the property purchase, many prospective buyers tend to concentrate on factors such as aesthetics, location, and price. However, one of the most crucial steps in the home buying journey is frequently neglected, the building and pest inspection. This vital process can uncover hidden problems that may not be immediately apparent, empowering buyers to make informed choices and safeguard their investment.
Ludmi Jacques receives 2026 Three Best Rated Award after 17 years building client-focused real estate practice. Ludmi Jacques of the Jacques team in West Palm Beach has been honored with the 2026 Three Best Rated Award for Real Estate Excellence. With a focus on client education and service, Jacques' team sells 120 homes annually and maintains over 300 five-star Google reviews. Jacques emphasizes education over transactions, providing Ritz-Carlton-level service with a 20-step marketing plan. Despite current market changes, Jacques remains optimistic about West Palm Beach's real estate opportunities.
Should your title company own its automation or rent it? True Focus Automation's Jimmy Lewis explains the hidden costs. Should your title company own its automation or rent it? True Focus Automation's Jimmy Lewis explains the hidden costs of ownership versus traditional software as a service models. While SaaS offers lower upfront costs, Ownership provides long-term cost control, data security, and operational independence. The decision reflects broader technology strategy considerations, especially in title insurance automation, where accuracy and timeliness are crucial. I hope you see your new message, and thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.